and to you in particular, and thank you, Mr. Ori, for the briefing. Although I share a lot the point made by Mrs. Rana on the concern of losing the ability, I understand the ability to have the online. I understand it's not OHCHR. I cannot really deal with it. It's a much larger issue, and I understand that we need to continue to mobilize state party to pay their dues so that the whole system, in fact, functions. But my question is more on the larger issue of the budget cuts that are affecting the work of the committee, not only our committee, all other committees. I think what is important is that we are partner with you in this exercise. When you have to cut things for survival matters. And I was a former staff, so I have all sympathy for protecting the salaries of colleagues and the pensions and et cetera. Maybe it would be better to understand how the process happens. As a former staff, I understand the issue of budget, regular budget versus extra budgetary, but not everyone. So maybe if this is more shared more transparently with treaty bodies, and in particular the chairs, this would help us to understand the difficult cuts, because we are in this together, and be prepared for them. And this did not necessarily happen in this last instance. We were informed post facto, which is a bit regrettable. But at any rate, just understand that it's not us against any other activity. It's where the money is going, to which activity, where are the priority, is it the field, is it headquarters, so that we are able also to live with those difficult decisions. So thank you very much.